Thanks, Lynn. And we're going to sing us. Well, you guys can wait till. Just wait. We'll sing a song. We'll give praise to God by singing, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And then you can go to Sunday school with Mrs. Nicholson, is it? Yeah, so. Presenting, isn't it? Each day to other people that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Right. Now I'll invite Mike to come up and lead us in worship. Thanks.
During the last few weeks, Doug has been bringing us the Apostles' Creed. And last week he talked about the Holy Spirit and Jesus being conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now when Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, he said that anyone who blasphemes against me can be forgiven. Anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven in this world or in the world to come. So as we sing this song, Holy Spirit, Truth Divine, let us think of the Holy Spirit that leads us into all truth. May this nation have revival. Lord, we've heard Doug mention the word revival during the past weeks. Lord, it is my prayer that we will see revival in this country. Thank you.
all joined together in prayer at the moment, but just at the, this is our time for interceding for others, and at the end I'd just like each of us, if you're happy to turn to the person next to you or behind, if you haven't got a person next to you, and just pray a blessing on them for their week. And if you want to share something specific that you might want somebody to pray for you, that person to pray for you about, that's fine. But if you don't, please just feel free to bless each other for this week. Have that God would be with that other person this week and make a difference in their lives. So let us join together now and pray for others. Oh Father God, we do just see dimly into your kingdom and what it can mean on this earth if we were fully able to understand what you have in store for us, how that would change our lives forever, and it does. Because Father, we do get glimpses of heaven. You have given us your Spirit, which enables us to see past the circumstances that are in front of us, the messiness of this world, the problems that beset us. And Father, enable us to see by faith that you want to change, you want to bring healing, that you want to bring health, joy and peace to your world and into our lives. And Father, as we come before you this morning, we bring before you our world. We bring before you our lives. Father, we bring to you the circumstances that each one of us have that we need to find our way through. Whether they be circumstances of bad health, whether they be circumstances which impinge on our financial stability and well, and our sense of well-being, and our sense of peace in our hearts. Father, we pray for those who are lost, who have lost hope, whether in our own area or overseas. Father, we pray that this world will be able to see the hope that you offer. The hope for a new body, a new world, a new way of thinking, a way of peace. That they will see your truth, and that you are the way, the truth and the life. Oh God, we pray for those missionaries that have gone out from our area, the ones we know and love. We pray for the youngs today. We thank you that they are here with us in this country at the moment, that they've sent their youngest son away back to Kenya for schooling, that the other two, Sarah and Robert, started university. We pray for them and their courses. We pray that you would give Jim and Diane peace about seeing their family go out, that they would know in their hearts that you will look after them, so that they can settle to the work that you have given them as they return. Father, we pray for the rain in that country to relieve the hunger of the people, that there would be, it wouldn't just come and go, but that it would be consistent enough to allow for a good harvest for the people of that nation. That you would bring blessing to that country. Father, we pray for the meetings tonight and this week coming up in Dunedin, where Ravi and Zacharias and others will be speaking. Father, we pray for an opening of people's hearts in that city to receive your hope and your joy and your peace and your forgiveness. That they would come to an understanding of who they really are before you. That we are loved by you. That we have worth because you love us. You have died for us. And so we need to respond to you. And Father, we pray for those starting Bible and schools in our own area here. Tama and Naptown and Waikaka. Lord, that you would provide opening of the hearts of the children to receive your word. That you would prepare the teachers. That you would give them strength and wisdom as they share your word with the kids. Father, we bring before you these things in Jesus' name. Just ask that you bless the person next to you now. Bring these requests before you. Amen.